Season 8, Episode 21 today of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Hooters is your spot to catch all the games this season. Try our world-famous wings, delicious seafood, stacked sandwiches, salads, and more. More includes tons of great beer specials and $6 drinks every day, all day, every day. Hooters continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Kind of excited about what I'm doing. This was an idea from someone who heard what we did in the last podcast where I went through the first 10 rounds based on fantasy football draft mock data. And sort of along the way, I said, okay, if I was picking first, often an undesirable position, I said, well, if I got this player, then I'd take this player or this player. And it just kind of worked out. It's like, wow, I'm building a heck of a team based on this mock draft data. So the suggestion was do that same mock draft data if you had the back end transfer spot for a 12-team league, since there's a significant percentage of season-long leagues that play with 12 teams. So we'll do it with 12. My leagues look like they're all going to set up as 10 this year. So let's do it with 12. Based on the same mock draft data today, we did so yesterday. If you're in a 10-team league, yesterday's podcast was for you, especially if you're picking near the front of the round. And today, I'll sort of envision that I'm picking near the back of the round against all these other mock drafters based on the data. These are thousands of mock drafts that were conducted in the 48-plus hours leading up to. We record this on Friday afternoon. This podcast was intent for posting on Tuesday, August 29th. So let's go. First round, Jefferson, McCaffrey, Chubb, Eckler, Kelsey, Robinson, Chase, Tyreek, Kupp, Barkley. And because we're now in a 12-team league, King Henry gets in at 11. So just before I would pick, King Henry goes off the board. That's a nightmare for me. So then what would I do at the transfer spot 12 and 13? Here's how much I value the big points at the quarterback position. I don't think, and the mock draft data tells me this, I don't think I can get Mahomes, Allen, or Hurts if I don't take them here. Back end of round one, start of round two, 12-team league. So I've got to take a quarterback here. So just to say I did it, right, it doesn't matter. I'm going to take Josh Allen as the last pick of the first round. And then I'm going to take, I can take either Stephon Diggs or A.J. Brown. You know what? Stack them, pack them, and frick them, rack them. I'll take Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and run with it. How do you like that? So, yeah. Those guys have been putting up numbers. They got a good thing going. They're very motivated this year after the playoff loss to Cincinnati in the divisional round last year. So those would be my first two picks based on this mock draft data. So then the way the rest of this mock draft would play out, since I took Diggs, who was one of the two, I passed on A.J. Brown. I may regret that, but in the end, I think I'd take Diggs over A.J. Brown. It's damn close. And A.J. Brown was better last year. He scored more points. But especially if I got Josh Allen, man, that just feels right. So that means in this mock draft, A.J. Brown would get bumped down a spot, then Pollard, then Lamb, then Taylor, then Mahomes, then Adams, then Amon-Ra, then Garrett Wilson, then Josh Jacobs, then Jalen Waddle, and then Ramondre Stevenson would go as the last pick. After Waddle, make sure I'm doing this right. Basically, I substituted Josh Allen for the A.J. Brown selection, so everybody gets bumped back. So that means once we get to Waddle, so Josh Jacobs, Jalen Waddle, and Chris Olave would be the last pick of the second round. Okay. Third round, based on this mock draft data, let's see what comes to me. I already have my wide receiver one, and I already have my quarterback one. There goes Jalen Hurts off the board, third quarterback to start round three. Then Ramondre, then Harris, then T. Higgins, then Mixon, then ETN, then Debo, Cooper, Devontae Smith, Mark Andrews, DK Metcalf, all off the board. This mock draft data says Breece Hall goes next. I don't think I'm taking Breece Hall here because of the presence of Dalvin Cook. I'm not. So what do I want to do instead? I got two picks here. The pick after Breece Hall, according to the data, is Calvin Ridley, which is intriguing. Do I want Ridley as my wide receiver too? Many do. Many feel that strong about him. I don't have a running back yet, and I probably should get one here. So why don't I go I'm going to go Aaron Jones here and Jahmyr Gibbs here. So I'm passing on what the mock draft data says to take Breece Hall and Calvin Ridley. And I'm going to take my two running backs in rounds three and four. So before I take a wide receiver two, I'm going to take my two running backs. And I'm going to take Gibbs, and I'm going to take Jones, rather than Kenneth Walker's available to me. J.K. Dobbins is available to me. You'll hear about this all through the rest of round four. So let's say I take Gibbs at the end of round three, thinking he's going to get a lot of those Jamal Williams 17 touchdowns from last year, and then Aaron Jones in round four. Who, you know, kind of we talk about. So I'm taking boring producing players. You know, Stephon Diggs, boring wide receiver one. Aaron Jones, boring running back RB1/2. Fine. So then the rest of the fourth round would play out Breece Hall, Calvin Ridley, then Kenneth Walker, then J.K. Dobbins, then Burrow goes, then Akers, then DJ Moore, then Damian Pierce, then TJ Hockenson, then Keenan Allen, then Alexander Mattison. All right, so let's do round five and see what falls to me. According to this mock draft data via fantasyfootballcalculator.com, non-PPR 12-team league, I already have Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Aaron Jones as four of my starters. The mock draft data says Lamar Jackson, his first pick of the fifth round, followed by McLaurin, then Watson, then Montgomery, then Sanders, then Judy. That was before the hamstring injury with Judy. Then Waller, then Pacheco, then Fields, then Herbert, then Kittle. Huh. Guess who falls right into my lap as my wide receiver too? Tyler Lockett, exactly, it's projected as the last pick of the fifth round, and I'll take it because he was so good for me last year. The head coach is the same. The play caller is the same. The quarterback is the same. Very accurate. They were a playoff team. Yeah, I'll take it. I wish I could get it for free like I did last year. in what I like week four, I picked up Lockett on waivers, but I'll take him. Last pick of the fifth round. So now I've got Diggs and Lockett as my top two wide receivers. Now, I'm insulted by the fact that the mock draft data says I take Kyle Pitts next, which I'm not doing. First of all, the mock drafts have way too many outdated mandatory tight end leagues. So I'm not doing that. So who else is available to me here? I've got my top two wide receivers. I've got my top two running backs. I've got my quarterback. I don't have to play a tight end. Kelce didn't fall to me. So do I want Mike Williams? He's actually after Pitts. Let's just go through the mock draft data on what they say the sixth round looks like until we hit on the guy I want to take, because I'm not taking Pitts. Mike Williams is available to me. They have him projected second pick of the sixth round. DeAndre Hopkins is available to me, third pick of the sixth round. James Conner is available to me, fourth pick of the sixth round. DeAndre Swift, fifth pick of the sixth round. Drake London, then Javonte Williams, then Dallas Goedert. I think I just found my guy. Huh. Brandon Ayuk is available to me. They have him going as the ninth pick of the sixth round. Brandon Ayuk. Do I do it? I've talked about him here on the podcast. Or do I wait a little more and take Christian Kirk? Because Christian Kirk's also there, and he's going to come off the board in the seventh round. I'll just say this. For me, it's either Ayuk or Kirk in this spot to start the sixth round. The rest of their sixth round goes Kamara, Evans, Trevor Lawrence. Let's do the seventh round. Seventh round goes Robinson, Cook, Kirk, Pickens, Rashad White, Dotson, James Cook, Jameson Williams, Godwin, Pittman, Charbonnet. Then it has my quarterback is Deshaun Watson. Again, I'm insulted. At the end of the seventh round, I already have my quarterback. I have no interest in that. So who is available to me? Oh, this falls interesting. Okay. So I'm not taking Deshaun Watson. First pick of the eighth round projected is Freiermuth. No, no interest. Then A.J. Dillon. I already got Aaron Jones. So his handcuff is just sitting there. But am I willing to sit on him until November? You know what? I'm not because of something else that's sitting out there for me later in this round. Granted, I have two picks. Evan Engram is there. Do I do that and play him at my tight end wide receiver flex? He's a big-time target as a pass catcher for Trevor Lawrence in a Doug Peterson offense. You know what? Let's go ahead and do that. I'll take Evan Engram as the last pick in, what is that, the seventh round. Then they go Algier, Marquise Brown, Gabe Davis, Khalil Herbert. Oh, Khalil, I want to believe, but I can't spend an eighth round pick on you based on how they have always treated you. Then Deontay Johnson, then Dak, then Njigba, then Rashad Penny. And then I will take Jamal Williams in the eighth round. Instead of him going last pick of the eighth round, I'll take him first pick in the eighth round, running back for New Orleans. Okay, let's do two more rounds and then just kind of see what my team ended up being. Ninth round, they have Rashad Bateman going first, followed by Kirk Cousins, Tagovailoa, Cortland Sutton, Michael Thomas, Aaron Rodgers, Zay Flowers, Damian Harris, David Njoku, Antonio Gibson, Treylon Burks. I saw something. Again, we're recording this on Friday morning. I saw something on Treylon Burks not being ready to go for week one. I wasn't interested in him anyway. I have no interest in anything in the Tennessee Titans passing offense. I have no interest in any Tennessee Titan not named Derrick Henry. Beyond maybe a kicker, right? Didn't they cut both of theirs and bring in Bagley? So that's the ninth round. It has Elijah Mitchell falling to me at 9. He's just hurt too damn much. And McCaffrey is very durable. I know not as durable in recent years. I have no interest in owning Eli Mitchell and putting up with his consistent physical problems. Then they have the rookie running back from Miami next. I have 2 picks here. Don't want him. I can have Brandon Cooks. Wow. I've already got 3 running backs, right? So do I do – oh, that would be spicy. Okay, so I've got Evan Ingram basically in my starting lineup. I got my first 2 wide receivers are Diggs and Lockett. Then – did I grab another wide receiver? I think I did. I guess I should be writing this. Yeah, I grabbed either Ayuk or Kirk. And then I already told you I would take Evan Engram. I'd probably take Ayuk. Because then I got Ayuk and Engram rather than Kirk and Engram. So I have plenty of pass catchers. But I can have Brandon Cooks, if I want him. He's just going to, again, here's another, he's a boring fantasy starter. So give me Brandon Cooks now on the Cowboys. He's going to put up roughly 1,000 yards and score 7 or 8 touchdowns. I'll take it. I don't even have a place to play him right now. I'll take it. Then next is Mostert. No interest, whether he's in Miami or Indy. Dante Foreman, he showed flashes last year. Kadarius Toney's interesting in that Kansas City offense. He's the clear best wide receiver. If he's now interested, you know, he's working with Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. He just scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Tank Bigsby, Juju Smith-Schuster. Anthony Richardson goes next. Do I dare take Anthony Richardson in the 10th round as my backup quarterback? 1, just in case something happens to Josh Allen. And 2, just in case Anthony Richardson is making all the plays in Indy in games they're losing 42-40. And he's throwing and running and scoring and... wow, boy, the Colts suck, but Richardson's great. And then I get a trade offer for Anthony Richardson. Then Geno Smith, Elijah Moore, Daniel Jones, Ezekiel Elliott. So it would either be Kadarius Toney, Anthony Richardson. I can't trade Daniel Jones. I might take Richardson in the 10th round as a backup quarterback, knowing if he hits, I'm going to get a nice piece for him. So let's just say that's it. That's the first 10 rounds for me. And what did I get? I got Josh Allen. I got Stephon Diggs. I got Aaron Jones, I got Jahmyr Gibbs, I got Tyler Lockett, Brandon Ayuk, Evan Engram. Hang with me. Jamal Williams. Brandon Cooks and Anthony Richardson with my first 10 picks. Oh, look at this. Let's go two more rounds just for giggles. After Daniel Jones with Ezekiel Elliott. So 11th round, Dulcich, Johnson for Chicago. Isn't he hurt already? Beckham, maybe he's not. Beckham, Quentin Johnson, Niners defense. I don't play DST. Nobody roots for defense to win fantasy football games. Jared Goff, Dalton Schultz. Oh, Dalton, why aren't you in Dallas? P. Ryan, Sky Moore. I would have interest in Sky Moore. Wish he would have fallen to me. Cole Kmet, Kenneth Gainwell, Nico Collins, Houston, no thanks with their quarterback situation. So Nico Collins falls to me at 11. I don't want him. But ironically, the draft data says to start the 12th round, I would take Alan Lazard. I'll tell you what, I'll go one better. I'll take him to start to end the 11th round as the safety net for Aaron Rodgers. And then I have I'll pass on Nico Collins. I'll pass on Jerick McKinnon, knowing he's going to make big plays and score touchdowns. But is it sustainable? Is it predictable? Then the Dallas defense. Then Russell Wilson. Then Dalton Kincaid. Ooh. Then Okonkwo, Tennessee. Then Singletary. Yes, Devin Singletary is now in Houston. Jacoby Myers, Jalen Warren. I have some interesting Jalen Warren there. Cordarrelle Patterson. Oh, we miss you, Cordarrelle. Get on another team. Buffalo defense. I could just take Justin Tucker and be done with it. And that's my kicker. Do I do that? Or do I take Kincaid? And then I'm actually rostering two tight ends. What the hell am I doing? Yeah, I can get a kicker later. Sure. For the same reason I took Anthony Richardson as a backup, I'll take Dalton Kincaid as a backup. And you know I'm anti-tight end, but he might not look like a tight end this year. And then I have him and Diggs and Allen from that Bills offense. Right.Todd@Yahoo.com. Right.Todd@Yahoo.com. That was episode 22, season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Hooters is celebrating 40 years in honor of the anniversary on the 4th of every month. Hooters will be hosting throwback events. Why can't they throw a hostback event? Why can't you throw a throwback event? But they will be hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83 cent wings and other great specials. Thank you to Hooters. We will be there in the coming weeks for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft. See how much Ira Kaufman eats. Right.Todd@Yahoo.com. Right.Todd@Yahoo.com for all your fantasy questions. Thank you so much for listening. Hooters has ordered 52 episodes of this podcast for this fantasy season. We've just given you 22 of them already to get you ready for your fantasy draft. Unique fantasy content every weekday as promised in the month of August. I'm Todd Wright. Thanks for listening.